Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
I'm so excited today to be having a conversation with Stephanie Curry, the Public Policy Manager at Family Policy Alliance. Stephanie, I know we're doing radio, so people can't see you, but this is important to the conversation. You are a young African-American attorney with Family Policy Alliance, but you have such a unique story to tell here. Just share briefly with our listeners your unique story. And actually, it's so redemptive because now God has really given you a platform, a voice. What's your story?
Well, I was born in the 1980s to a crack-addicted mother, and I was born to, of course, a Black mother, who at the time, many Black babies were ending up in foster care. The drug addiction rates in the Black community were sky high. It was the crack cocaine epidemic, and so that's what I was born into, to a homeless mother who was addicted to drugs. She abandoned my sister and I at birth because I was a twin, identical twin. She abandoned us at birth, snuck out the hospital window, but you know what? She chose to stay pregnant with us. She chose to bring forth life, and she chose to, I think, probably trust that we would be taken care of. She gave us life, and I'm so grateful because we made it. We are adopted into a wonderful Christian family, and we've been loved and taken care of and so blessed and cared for. And so it is a redemptive story, and I am so thankful that she did not choose to have an abortion, because that would have, of course, probably been an option that many people wouldn't have faulted her for. They would have said, yes, that's the natural choice. But I think she actually made the harder choice, and I'm very grateful to her for that.
You know what? I'm grateful for your mom, too. It's a powerful, powerful story. Thank you so much for joining me on the Daily Spotlight, Stephanie. And thank you for the service that you provide in helping Americans recognize the value of every life. God bless you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen. God bless you as well.